Well, it's happening, crew and other fine peoples of the internet. It is time this Wednesday for a little Next Generation. Tonight we're going to week four, I guess, of the little bracket, youth bracket marathon. So we're gonna go through a youth hunting rifle bracket. And of course, those we need your votes out there on those. We will run those through the panel and give our opinions, but ultimately the vote is up to those out there viewing. So we're live on the YouTubes out here, and we're simulcast over on Gun Channels. I'm going to throw that Gun Channels link into the YouTube side real quickly, because there is a lot of cool things over there that you should be checking out. Heck, the main feed alone will keep you up to speed on what's going on. And then multiple shows every week over there, and then the schedule. From there, you can get over to things like the 24/7 Gun Show and Minuteman University that's helping with advocacy for the Second Amendment and all that good stuff. So be sure to go check that out. Speaking of the Gun Channel side, looking a little slow. I'm going to reload, but I'm missing.
The chat down at the bottom that pops up from the bottom bar. Everything's good to go. That one refreshes. You don't have to do nothing. The one in the right below.
So it shows the chat room in the bottom at the bottom right. That will actually show who's in the room without refreshing too. Okay, yeah. Cool. So, yeah.
You can have three open, so that's pretty handy. We might have to end up doing something different because the new code for the chat rooms like that is lame. It's really lame. It's real, right. Like for little kids. So we'll keep working on it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's okay. Missing Ralph tonight. Ralph's usually here for Wednesdays, which is weird. He's not even out there in the chat, so he must be tied up doing something, taking care of the kiddies or something. I don't know. YouTube side out there, Mohawk Boy was first, and a lot of times he is. I'm not real sure how he does that. Maybe he doesn't have a life, possibly. Mr. Stanley in the 1% hanging out that way. Patriot also is out there. Tina, otherwise known as the Liberty Cat. JJ's in the house. Andrew, Snowy. The Tactical Pickle. Guess who, Georgia Trucker? Laggy McLag, lag, laggy lag. So Laggy is out there. He says, I have arrived. Yes, you have. Users out there as well, and apparently some more if we're going by the numbers that I don't see. So if you're out there, if you're hanging around, say hi so we know that you're out there. And when it comes time to vote, definitely let your vote be heard. Now I will open up the voting once the panel kind of goes through their picks and what they think. Then I will open up the voting. I'll type vote now, and then we'll run the clock. I'll close it with the vote closed, and then we'll count all the votes in between. So that's how that's going to work. Got a decent little panel tonight. We got enough certainly to pull this off. Sandy jumped in last minute. How are you, buddy? Apparently muted. One last chance, maybe. Does he know he's here? Maybe not.
Did you holler at me?
There you go. About time.
God. I'm sorry. I left the room for a second. I'm trying to finish up here at work.
Oh, I got you.
Thanks for the invite.
You bet. And Mike from Munitions Weapon Tactical.
What's up? Yeah, how's it going for you this evening? Thanks again for having me on your show.
You bet. Always a pleasure. And G is in the house with us. Fatman G.
How much? Thanks for inviting.
Had a good movie night last night, I think. So that was pretty cool.
Anniversary of Predator.
The Predator. So, yeah. Found out something that I just never researched it. I didn't realize that was all filmed in Puerto Vallarta. So that was interesting. Yeah, I guess we will get started here. Looks like JBP And Moo and Skull Cram have jumped in with us. So, yeah, let me get my screen share up. Not going to run a camera because I'm going to be screen sharing the bracket. So, let's take a look at it here. Just like the other ones, it's just a little 8-slot bracket. Not a big deal. I did make a couple of last minute changes. I did have, you'll notice I've kind of got it broken down in, the, except for the weird grapples here. Anyway, I've kind of got it broken down, sub millimeter 08, which has become a really good, you know, cartridge out there for women and youth. The 300 blackout also has been a proven one as well. Get up into that 30 caliber range. 243 always for years and years have been considered a decent, you know, youth caliber. I dropped the 223, and I dropped the 223 because in some states I know you can't hunt with a 223. So actually dropped that off. Don't have anything in 223. But wanted to match them up fairly close together. So we've got the first match off we'll have will be this the Remington 700 versus the Howler Lightweight in 243. Then we'll jump down into a little bit of a specialized category. You got the Marlin 336 Compact in 3030 versus the Rossi Circuit Judge in 45, also 410. But more so, we're going to be talking about the 45 probably for dealing with deer hunting or something like that. Then we go to the challenge right here of the 300 blackouts. We got that Ruger American 300 blackout versus the an AR-15 in 300 blackout. So that AR-15, the only semi-automatic on the list. Semi-automatics are really weird with youth rifles, and if you've got an adjustable stock, obviously, you know, the thing that goes up, I guess, then you can certainly put a kid on that one with no problems. Got another weird one down here with the New England Handy Rifle. If you're not familiar with that, that's a single shot in 7mm 08. And then rounding it out with a Savage Axis, another popular one in 7mm 08 as well. So let's get to it here. And we'll start with the Remington 700 and versus the Howler Lightweight in 243. We'll run this through and get some opinions. Any preference there for you, G?
Remington.
Especially an older model, I think. Of course, the Howlers, you know, the Howlers have gained some popularity recently. Do what now?
They're from Japan.
The Howa is, are they? I think so. I think so.
Never owned a Howa, so I don't have as much experience.
Weatherby action, basically. But Mike, what do you think between those two, between the Remington and the Howa? Remember too, this is a youth thing, so
yeah,
that might also play into things a little bit.
Yeah, I would actually say the Remington as well.
Okay. Good deal. Sandy, what are you thinking?
I don't have any experience with the Howa. I've heard nothing but good things about them. But since you say lightweight, I'm going to go Remington for a youth.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I think between the two, I think I would probably go Remington too. I mean, even though quality has, I think, diminished over the years with the 700s, especially if you're talking about something that's non-custom. I mean, just out of the box, either combo package or buy it, throw a scope on it, sight it in, take it into the woods. You know, I don't know. Most rifles do plenty well in the accuracy department as far as hunting goes. So, yeah, even though I'm not the biggest fan of the later model Remington 700s, I think I tend to go that direction too. But votes don't matter. So let's go to the, let me get my, I should have already done this, but let me pull up my little stopwatch here, because that's a lot easier. So here is the stopwatch. So for those out there watching, here we go. We're going to go with, we're going to vote now. Throw it out there. So vote now. Remington 700 versus the Howa lightweight in 243. Great. And a reminder too, just vote once, please. Really messes up the counts if we have to do that.
Yeah, it looked like Remington's off to a strong start.
Got about, I don't know, 8 seconds maybe left here. And yeah, doesn't look like Howell's going to catch. So I'm going to go ahead and stop the clock, and we'll call this one for Remington. Bader. Banner over that one for sure. This may be a quick bracket. Now the next one is interesting. Marlin 336. That would be the 336C. That'd be the compact, so a little shorter length of pool. And the Rossi Circuit Judge in the 45-410. Sandy, which way do you go on those?
I've not got any experience whatsoever with any kind of a judge, whether it's a pistol or the rifle form. So I'm going to have to say the Marlin.
Cool. Yep, certainly a good one. And I don't think any, with the trouble I had even filling the brackets here, I don't, you know, like most of these brackets that we've had the last few weeks, none of them are going to be an altogether bad choice.
Some of these choices, Clover, you've got choice between two really good guns here, so you can't really go wrong either way here, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, I mean, when you're just dealing with eight and you're trying to narrow it down, I mean, there's nothing to scoff at on any of them, certainly, you know. Mike, what do you think between those two?
Man, like he said, the choices are like running neck and neck, but I think what it really comes down to is just personal preference after touching them. But for this one, I would also go with the Marlin.
Right. Gotcha. Gee.
That Marlin's lever action?
Marlin will be a lever action, yes. Thank you.
That's and the circuit judge is stupid revolver that's stretched out like a rifle?
Revolver rifle, right.
Yeah, there can be a bad choice on this list, and it's that one. That's dangerous, dumb gun. Nope, Marlin.
Cool. Ghost, what's up, bud?
What's up? Sorry I'm late.
You're fine.
The Marlin 3030 is a great rifle. I don't have any experience with the Judge, but I can't imagine it being any better than a good old 3030, so I'm going to go with the Marlin.
Right. And my mom actually deer hunts with a circuit judge. So I do have some experience with those. As far as recoil goes, and that's why it was on the list here against, you know, wanted to put something oddball, in the sea of bolt action rifles here. I wanted something kind of off the beaten path. And that's why I put it in there, because, you know, I think it would certainly do the job. Length of pull is not terribly long. Not dealing with a semi-automatic. So you're not dealing with a lot of, you know, complexity to it. You know, it's more like a single shot, honestly, that, you know, you've got multiple rounds in there, right?
The cylinder got the gap. So when you got a kid with small arms having to reach up to that forearm, then they're even closer proximity to that cylinder gap.
But there's a blast shield on that too, though. Which I mean,
the blast shield, because that happens. That's true. It's in the gun where it's supposed to be.
if they grabbed it the wrong way, that's certainly a possibility.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for maybe a novelty thing, you want to own what looks like an old Colt revolving rifle, fine. You know, fine. You can, free country, own what you want. But if we're talking specifically youth hunting, no way.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, since I don't have any experience with that thing. Was it designed to be a rifle, or did they take the judge and extend it? I mean, this is two different things, you know?
No. Here, so they invented the revolver, and then they had black powder rifles, right? So then Colt said, hey, why don't I make my revolver into a rifle? Back in the day when they invented revolvers, right? 18s, whatever. And then everybody was like, hey, this thing's great. You got 5 rounds. Ow, 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 ow. Chain fire, freedom, right? So, yeah, they got rid of that design back in the olden days. And then Taurus is like kicking around designs that aren't patented and said, hey,
we're going to bring it back.
That's what I'm saying. With a circuit judge, was it basically a judge that they extended, or did they actually design it to be an actual rifle? Because if it was just a judge that's extended, that could be interesting, dangerously, you know? I don't know.
There's a few design differences, but overall, not really.
Okay, yeah, like I said, I've never been around one of those, so I didn't know if it was designed to be a revolving rifle, or they just took the judge and made it longer, you know? I don't know.
Right, yeah. And the reason, you know, one of the reasons that it's on here, too, like I said, and probably the biggest reason that it's on here against the 30-30 is because you've got a recoil factor in that 30-30. So it's going to be dependent upon, I think, the age of the kid that you're talking about. So obviously, if you're talking about a teenager, I mean, they could certainly handle, you know, I was shooting 30-06 and, you know, obviously 270s and you name it, you know, in my teenage years. So, but if you're talking a smaller kid, a 30-30 might be a little much. End of the day, I think everybody out there knows where I stand with Marlin, and sort of like the Browning on the pistols. I don't think I'm gonna deviate from that too much. So I'm gonna go Marlin as well. Let's throw the vote out there to everybody listening. So here we go, vote now. We have the Marlin 336 and 30-30. That's a lever action. And then we have the circuit judge.
Yep, I think Marlin is stepping off.
Looks like Marlin, yeah.
Yep. Kind of figured that was going to happen. We got about 8 seconds, but I think we can call it. Now let's stop the clock. It doesn't matter.
This John one Brown is Productions. He put it out there. He shot the judge, but he vote for the Marlin.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I've played with both, so
I would have disowned the bracket if 30-30
would have got to be #, not my bracket. Is that what you're saying?
The first round. It sounds like something that would do.
I guess I need to close the vote, even though it was a runaway. So I'll do vote closed out there in the chats. So let me. It's been a runaway, but I still want to go. A dead horse has got interesting over there. He said, "Kid under 8, he would pick the judge." Yeah, I mean, that gets back into the whole recoil thing. So that would certainly come into play potentially. Moving on. Let's move on. We're like halfway through the first round already. So not a lot of controversy apparently in this one. So now we've got a battle of the 300 blackouts. Cool thing about that, the 300 blackout, and that's why I wanted to pit one against the other, two different platforms, but one against the other. It's just the versatility in that. So, and recoil factor is not an issue. So that's a pretty cool 30 caliber round, I think. Ruger American versus basically your choice. I've got an echo. Who's echoing here? or is it me? Hang on. Find the echo. Find the echo.
If you have to ask, it's you.
Apparently. Apparently. Anyway, going back to this. So, yeah, the Ruger American, which is bolt action, detachable box magazine version of the 300 Blackout versus your choice, I guess, of an AR-15 in 300 Blackout. This round, let's start with you, Mike. What do you think?
I would actually say the AR-15 300 Blackout.
Okay. Reason?
I think it's more the ergonomics are a little bit better to understand far as when you break it down. But, of course, whenever you're teaching something, as long as you're pointing out the pros and the cons, it's always going to be a teaching point. But I think it's just easier for people to adapt to the AR-15.
Okay. Ghost.
I'm going to go AR platform as well. I think that the AR platform is obviously a lot more modular, that you can introduce them into a lot of other things on top of just the 300 Blackout round or the AR platform. The suppression factor, if you wanted to do that. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with an AR platform that you might not be able to do with a bolt action platform. So it also just introduced them to the AR platform in general. So I'm going to go with the AR.
Well, suppression, I mean, that American is going to be threaded, and it's going to be...
Is it threaded? Yeah. Okay, well, yeah.
Most everything in 300 Blackout nowadays is threaded.
Okay. Well, I just think the AR platform is something that...
And it's going to be pellet gun. It's going to be pellet gun quiet.
Yeah, well, I don't think you can go wrong with 300 Blackout at any platform with kids, because, I mean, especially when you go, subsonic and all that, you're introducing to a whole different ball game, which I think is kind of cool,
Well, I mean, if you open it up to, like you say, with add-ons, with caliber conversions, with other things, I could see it with, but then in youth rifles, you start adding stuff, you potentially get into a weight issue. I don't know. And then you talk,
Well, I would imagine the AR platform, the AR is probably going to be a little bit lighter than the bolt action to begin with, isn't it? Just a little bit.
I think the American with the synthetic stocks and all, I don't think are going to be. I think they're going to be, if you're talking about a stock AR, I think they're going to be pretty close, if not maybe a little bit lighter. Just a hair. Yeah, but then you're talking a bolt. You're talking a bolt versus a semi-auto. And this was actually a late addition. This was done actually in pre-chat. I forgot which two I dropped there. I dropped one and then put the AR-15 in because there was no semi-autos.
There was a Barrett in there, the bolt action Barrett 50 BMG.
That's what it was. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I guess it really comes down to, if you're more of a bolt action fan or the semi-auto, I guess really comes down to me. I'm more of a semi-auto fan than a bolt action, so I guess that's probably why. But, it all really depends on what you want your kid to learn. Is a bolt action easier for them to learn originally, in one round at a time or what,
Right, yeah, yeah. Sandy, what are you thinking?
I think I'm going to go with my gut and say the bolt action over the automatic for a youth. And I know that we haven't really talked about if this is their first gun or how much experience a youth has, but just overall safety wise, I think I'm going to go with the American on this one. Weight wise, it might be a little bit lighter, but those have a pretty darn good butt pad on them.
Yeah, that's true. And if you're talking about the youth model, you can extend that. Ruger's got the kits, that at length the pull can be adjusted. Of course, with the AR, if you've got an adjustable stock, that you can do that as well. So
what is the average or the base model youth Ruger length,
Overall
it's
length?
It's going to be longer than the AR platform, I'm assuming, right?
It's going to be longer than an AR platform fully collapsed, yes, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what overall length is or length of pull is going to be on that, but I would guess it's probably a 20-inch barrel.
Right.
That's typically what a youth model is, isn't it?
So, right. Yeah. That might be better for a kid. It's been, like I said, for me, it's really been a bolt action or semi-auto, I guess.
Right. Now, something brought up in the chat out there by Mohawk Boy. He says you can't hunt with AR-15 style in all the states. So we're talking about youth hunting rifles. You know, which one would be a better youth hunting rifle? It's not possible with the AR-15 in some states. So that certainly comes into play too.
And
something I did not even think about, but
a year down the road or 5 years or 10 years, nobody's going to be saying, hey, let's ban all the bolt action hunting rifles. We're not fighting for those right now.
Well, I mean, that's true too.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe we need to be teaching our kids that platform so that they grow up and are the next generation that actually fight for those rifles. Correct. So, instead of handing them a bolt rifle and then becoming a FUD, maybe.
Indeed.
Right? So, that said, end of the day, I don't know. I mean, I think I go with the bolt. I think I go with the Ruger American. I just think I'm really big on when you're talking about youth with the least amount of articulation and manipulation, I think the better. And I don't want to get into that whole can of worms. But I mean, that holds true for a lot of things from your, you know, what you everyday carry and everything else. The least you've got to worry about or mess with, I think the better off you are. And when you're dealing with a kid, I think that's especially true. But again, not my choice. We're going to put it to the audience out there. So vote now. You have the Ruger American or an AR-15. And I guess it could be.
He got ignored. No vote for me.
Oh, did G? Go ahead, G. Give us yours.
So number one in the I was
skipping around and I completely skipped him.
We were just watching Neil Knox last night in 1994. Made that video. So anybody that thinks a bolt action rifle is not, you don't have to worry about a bolt action rifle because it doesn't have a magazine or it doesn't have capacity or anything. As he so eloquently put it, a 7.62x39, and you could interchange the 5.56. Both of those cartridges are designed to wound a 100-pound man. A bolt action rifle is designed to kill an 800-1,000-pound mammal. So if you think that they're not going to look at the power of a hunting rifle, and there's always instances to look at for atrocities. So nothing is a given.
But I heard on the news, G, that an AR-15 is designed to shoot clear through a tank.
That's right. Armor-piercing bullets.
Okay, but without their ignorance or their, you know, exaggerations, we're talking right now they're going after AR-15s because they're used most or least often in crime or whatever, and they look so scary. Yeah, but as soon as they make any kind of headway with that, are they going to be satisfied, or are they going to look at scoped rifles, which they can now point to a bullet that physically is huge compared to a 7.62x39? We all know that physically it looks massive to show a 30 odds or anything. And if all you got to do is start blowing up watermelons, and people will have all the means they need to get rid of bolt action rifles. You don't need all that to kill it.
It's the writing on the wall with that, and you can see where they're going, because what they're going to do is they're going to push to ban something that's going to make no difference. And then when it continues to happen, then they're going to wake up and act like they have this epiphany and go, oh, look at these big, huge, scary calibers that are out there. You know, what do you need this to kill a deer? You know, you don't need this big, long 30-06 to kill a deer.
You don't even have to be near the victim.
You know, or look how big around. You know, let's say it's a 45-70, or let's say it's a, you know, even a 45 long Colt or something. They're going to go, oh, what do you need something this big around for? You know,
exactly. They have no idea when they see a 223, even versus, let's say, like a 9mm. They would guess if they just looked at two holes and say, oh, that's got to be the AR right there. Because it's a wider hole, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Usually that'd be funny. with those. Anyway, so otherwise, I feel sorry for kids today that they got to grow up with things like 300 blackout and all these other weird calibers instead of just having plain old decent calibers like we had when we were growing up. But we already have a bolt action on there, and if people want to go to listen to a Fudcast, they can go somewhere else. So I'm gonna go with the AR.
There you go. So we had close the vote.
Ruger won it big time, like 10-4. Like
an extended deal. So, well, that's hashtag not G's bracket then now, I guess. So
that's way it, the audience votes way over?
No, they just said Ruger. I mean, that could be, or y'all,
is
that
a Ruger AR in 300 bucks?
Could be the Ruger.
But also Scotsman's in here. You didn't get his vote.
I didn't. So let's let Scotsman chime in. I'd like to hear what he got to say. The, first of all, welcome, Scott. Snuck in on us.
Yep. Sorry, I'm a little late, guys. Got home not too long ago, so I apologize. But
You're all good.
We're since it is the youth that we're going towards, I'm gonna have to go Ruger American.
His vote shouldn't count because he wasn't here for long.
Well, that's why our boats don't count anyway. So they can be tainted by.
Let's hear what he has to say until he says it. Then we'll decide if we want to listen to him or not.
Right. Okay. I did type that right. Okay. Yeah, I did. So, well, cool. Well, now I got even more here. So let's move down. Here is a caliber that a lot of people have experience with, honestly. So this may get interesting, but we've got the New England Handy Rifle, and then we've got the Savage Axis. And that could actually be the Axis too, I suppose. Single shot versus bolt. Scotsman, what do you think?
As much as I don't like Savage, I'm going to have to go Savage.
Okay. Not a fan of the Handy Rifle, huh?
It's not bad, but between those two, I'd have to go Savage.
Right. All right. I mean, you certainly lose a quick follow-up or any type of a quick follow-up. I mean, if you're talking about scoped, I mean, you're going to lose. You try to break it unless you're really good. And again, we're talking youth, you know, you don't get it in that first shot and you break it, you're probably going to, you know, you're going to come off the scope. And
yeah, you ain't going to have a whole lot of time to get play around and try and get back on target again. Yeah. You're going to lose out.
But then again, that could fall under the category of, you know, teaching, you know, good, clean, ethical shots and stuff too. But, you know, we'll see. Sandy.
I don't like this caliber, so I'm giving Sandy my vote.
Oh, okay. So you got two votes, Sandy. Not that the votes don't matter, but what do you say?
Okay, I don't have a lot of experience or any at all with 7-08, but if I'm not mistaken, that's just a neck down 308, right?
Basically.
Is it basically built off the 308 cartridge, kind of like a 243 is, and it's just neck down to 7mm?
It is a it's a 7. Yeah, basically, the 7mm 308. Yeah,
basically. So, I guess in that case, ballistically, it should fall between a 243 and a 308, and we're getting kind of redundant here if I say Savage, so I'm going to say the single shot.
Okay.
And then I'm about to run into the grocery store, so okay. I want Ghost to take over my votes until I'm back.
Okay, that will work. Mike, what do you say on this one?
I'll go with the Savage. I think the bolt action is the better learning curve with this type rifle.
Right. Yeah, agreed. I think anyway. I won't skip you this time. Do you have any input between the you said you didn't have a dog in the fight, but single shot versus bolt even? Thoughts on that?
I'd probably go bolt for all the reasons you said. Plus, isn't that known for a good trigger?
The Axis 2 anyway. Doesn't the Axis 2, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, but the Axis 2, I think, has the AccuTrigger.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, they have the AccuTrigger.
Yeah. So, Ghost.
I'm gonna have to go with Savage on this one. I think it's just it's a much better gun to teach them on. I'm not a bolt action guy, but I think this of these two, the Savage will probably have to be the better of the two.
Right. I don't know. I mean, given the right handy rifle, accuracy wise, I mean, golly, I've got a couple of handy rifles that are, you know, pretty bad to the bone. I don't know, that being able to teach, you know, to stay in your scope, and, you know, because I mean, if you're talking about a deer at, let's say, pushing 200 yards or something like that, you know, and you make that shot and that deer stumbles or whatever, you need to be able to get another round in, stay in the scope, you know, to potentially put another shot down range, right? So, you know, you want to teach them not to just, you know, to wound, but to put the animal down. So, I think I go Axis, because now that I think about it, so you mentioned the trigger, and unless you do some work on the handy rifle triggers, they're not anywhere near as good as most rifles, I think, let alone that Savage Axis. So for me, yeah, I go with the Axis. So let's put it out to the what is Mohawk Boy says, handy capable. Now Vanessa Kitty says 44 mag is great for hunting. Yeah, 44. I've got a Ruger carbine in 44, and yeah, and then also a Marlin lever, and I would agree, 44 caliber is a good one. Now Rob out there says, hello, no Marlin 795. My kids love that thing. Not on this particular bracket, no. So let's do the vote. Let's get this done. Savage Axis or the handy rifle? I say handy rifle when I think about In Living Color. Handyman. Yeah, Dead Horse says 795 is a 22 long rifle, not a hunting rifle. Good hunt squirrel with it, I guess. I think Savage probably going to run away with it here.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
So yeah, we're out of time. So let me close the vote. Vote closed. And moving on. So now we've got round two. So here it'll weed it out.
Next matchup is going to be interesting.
It'll weed it out. The first round is always about weeding out the most undesirable. So now we get kind of interesting with it. Where are we at? Snowy's asking, was there any lever actions? Yeah, there is. There's a Marlin 336, and that's what we're dealing with now. So we got two. Both of these are pretty iconic and pretty doggone popular. So this is going to be an interesting one. Remington 700. And here's where we get into caliber differences. But Remington 700 and 243 versus a Marlin 336 in 30-30. Ghost, what do you think?
Man, this is a tough one. I really do like the Remington, but I'm also a lever action fan. I think that a lever action 30-30 would be something that would be kind of cool for a kid to shoot. I'm going to have to go, oh man. Yep. I'm going to have to. Yeah, I'm going Marlin.
Going Marlin. Okay. G-Webs, what do you think? Lever or bolt?
It would be easier if it was a Winchester, then it would be a no-brainer. And it would be easier if it wasn't in 243 because I don't like that caliber.
Right. But,
and if this is a youth stock and a SBR that's got a threaded barrel on it, so you start them off with a gun that's got a small stock for them, And then as they grow, they just have a nice small carbine to hunt with. Mm-hmm. I could see that being a potential, but I don't like the caliber at all. So even though I don't like Marlins as much as Winchesters, I'm going with that lever action.
You want to go lever? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to have that lever action for the rest of their lives and enjoy it and give it to their kids. Where that Remington,
yeah.
No, it's useful once in a while, but you can take a lever action out and have recreationally just have fun with it and defend yourself with it. It's a way more useful tool.
Well, I mean, the Remington, the stock could be extended for later on, obviously.
You swap it.
Or you're looking at replacing the whole thing. But, I mean, you could do that on the Marlin as well. I mean, if you wanted to.
I can see that Marlin, a little small Marlin, just being a good handy. And it's a 30-30, so it's one of the most perfect rounds.
Yeah, it's very, very, very popular, very capable, out to a couple hundred yards anyway. Mike, what are you thinking on this one?
I'm going with the Remington.
Okay. Okay. So Mike is the bolt guy. Any particular reason there?
No, it's just between the two, like you said, both of them are pretty tough decision to make. But if I had the choice between the lever and the bolt, I'm going to go with the bolt.
Going to go with the bolt. Right. Gotcha. Maybe something to be said a little bit for accuracy there in between those two as well. With it being a bolt and lever. Sandy said if he wasn't back, give his vote to Ghost. So not that it matters, but he must not be back.
I mean, I went lever, but just to be fair, I could do Remington just to offset my vote. I don't know.
Well, our votes, we're just advocating for our choices. And so on these, our vote doesn't count at all anyway. So we're just trying to sway the viewers is what we're doing.
We just mansplain to the viewers. And then
we're just politicking is all we're doing. Scotsman, jump in here. What are you thinking?
Just on the versatility of the round and because it's such an iconic rifle in itself, I'm going Marlin.
Right. And, you know, if you remember back a few weeks ago, in the 22 – Youth 22 rifle, the Cinderella story there was the Henry, which was a lever. So there is something about the lever that, you know, I know the kids enjoy. So we get into an issue where we're talking about it's something a little different. I think it's a little more, probably doesn't have quite the distance of a 243, maybe a little better, probably in a brush situation. Yeah, I think I would go. And besides, I prefer Marlin over Remington anyway. So I think I go Marlin too with this. But let's throw it out there. We've got a Marlin 336 compact in 30-30 versus a Remington 700 in 243. So vote now on that. And my stopwatch has messed up, but that's okay. I didn't skip anybody on the panel, right? That felt like I skipped somebody. Jeez, done got me paranoid.
Yeah. Well, Snowy's not here, so.
Marlin. No, you didn't skip anyone. I just went pretty quick. We were all pretty much in agreement.
Right.
Yeah, I think Marlin's running off with this one.
Marlin fishing, also called bill fishing, is considered by some game fishermen to be a pinnacle of offshore games. Okay. So Marlin is a fish, is what they're saying.
I thought this would be closer, but I'm kind of surprised.
It was pretty much a blowout, looks like there.
The Remington's just a hack rifle, you know?
On their side. Remington has got such a bad rap lately, out there commercially. It just really has. So Marlin moves on. I don't want to type all of this necessarily, but I'm going to Gardens. So we'll move on to our second one in round two here. Two oddball cartridges are not necessarily oddball, but certainly not old school. Ruger American, both. Oh crap! I just realized we've got two very popular very popular platforms here. The Ruger American and the Savage Axis are just darn near the same exact rifle.
Exactly.
as far as features and everything else. So this may come down to caliber above anything else. Who did we start with last time? Did we start with you, Ghost? I think we started with you, didn't we?
I think so. So
let's go with Scotsman first on this one.
Well, I'm going to come at this from a couple of different angles. So, number one, based off of the two companies and who they are and how they treat their customers and their customer service, that's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is the caliber itself. And then just in general, how the guns are made and how well built they are. All three of those I give to Ruger.
Okay. I really like the bolt design on the Ruger. I really do. If you could put the Savage trigger in the Ruger, I would be really happy, I think, at the end of the day. The Sandy back? Nope. Maybe. No. Mike, what do you think?
I would go with the Ruger as well.
Go with the Ruger as well? Okay, cool.
Only reason I think is, like you said, both of them are so comparable and running neck and neck. I think you have more options with the Ruger over the Savage.
Right. You do now. When they first came out, you didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
But Ruger's really jumped ahead. When those first came out, it was I had bought I bought a 308 and shortly thereafter a 30-06 and looked at both and then bought the Ruger and then realized, man, you can't get aftermarket stocks. You can't get, there wasn't really a big caliber selection like there was with the Savages or anything like that. But then all of a sudden Ruger just jumped ahead, you know, and they started cranking out different calibers and different barrel lengths and boys started making the stocks and I mean, just all kinds of crazy stuff later on. So, G, where do you come down on this one?
Caliber, I don't even know what that 7mm garbage is, so 300 bucks.
Well, we basically got a 223 necked up to 30 caliber, and we've got a 308 necked down to a 7mm, basically. So, Ghost, what do you think?
I'm only going to come at it from 17 different ways instead of Scotsman. I'm going to come at it from two. Yeah, I'm going to come at it from two. One, Ruger is synonymous with quality and customer service, so I'm a big fan of that. More importantly, I think the 300 Blackout's a phenomenal round, so I'm going to go with Ruger for sure.
Cool. All right. Yeah, I mean, I'm a bigger fan of the versatility of the Blackout, so even if all things were equal, caliber alone, I go American and 300 Blackout. That's the route I take. So let's get this party started. Vote now for the Ruger 300 Blackout or the Savage Axis in 7mm 08. All up to the audience out there.
All right, look like Ruger's pulling the nose lead.
Ruger's got the lead. About 7 seconds left. I don't think there's any way it's going to catch.
I'm thinking it's a blowout on this one.
Gee, Webster, 7mm here.
Ruger just pulled it off. Ruger just walked off with it.
Oh, hang on. I got some spam Facebook messages going on here I got to deal with. Okay.
All right, I'm back. Are we talking Ruger American Rifle versus Savage Axis?
Yeah, we were.
Well, caliber, if that wasn't an issue, the Ruger American Rifle seems like it's a better rifle all the way around from what I've done, played with them. Right. Just throwing that out now that we've already voted, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Doesn't really, no.
He only said that because he wanted to be on the winning team.
That's what it was. That's all it was.
Basically, he was sitting there. You
to know which one was the winning team.
No, you were sitting there listening to all our comments and then jumped in right after to go, hey, I want on the winning team.
That's probably, yeah. Yeah, he was going to make sure what moved on first.
I would do that, but I didn't do it this time. That is something I would do, but I didn't do that this time. I mostly just want to get back in here and get my votes back from Ghost.
There you go. He's going to take back his votes, he said. So here we go. We got the final. And for next week, both of these will reappear in the final bracket, which is best overall firearm. So we'll take the top two from the last 4 weeks and put all of those together. And so that will certainly be interesting. But for this one, we've got the Marlin 336C, a little lever action in 3030, versus the Ruger American in 300 Blackout. Now, something that I just realized that's really interesting is we've got 230 caliber here. So that's kind of neat. Sandy, where you come down on this one?
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to, geez, this is, how do you pick between two great things here? This is for a youth. I'm going to say bolt action over lever action.
I'm going to go with a bolt. Okay. Mike.
I'm rolling with the Ruger on this one. And the only reason I say it this time around is because of the options, for one. And then two, the learning factor, like if somebody was possibly going into the military.
Right. And there's a lot of other things, too, I think. But G-Webs, where are you coming down?
Lever.
I knew that. I knew that was coming. I don't know why, but I knew it was coming. Ghost, what do you say?
Man, if I had to go with which one was my favorite, I'd have to go with the Marlin. But I think that for a youth and all that, I want to say the Ruger's probably a better choice for youth. But if I had to go with my personal choice, it'd be the Marlin for sure.
Right, right. This is especially tough on me, too. If the Marlin was in 300 Blackout, that would be freaking amazing.
That would be awesome.
but it's not. So I deal with a little bit of concern with a younger kid, and a 30-30 is a little bit of concern there. So at the end of the day, even though I'm a huge Marlin guy, I'm also a huge Blackout guy, and I think simplicity and platform and recoil factor. Yeah, I think I give it to the Ruger American, the 300 Blackout. I go bolt at the end of the day. So final vote. Enrique out there says Marlin 60 all the way. I agree. It got beat out though, first round. So let's do a vote now.
Was that a split on the panel? You made a split.
I think it was.
Well, I think honestly, when it came down to it, I want to say that G might have been the only Marlin pick.
Well, hold on. I didn't get to vote yet.
Oh, Scotsman didn't even get to put his in. Dang it. Well, I forgot G earlier, so go ahead.
Here's what I will tell you. You're talking about recoil factor. I have seen, and I kid you not, I've seen a 9-year-old shoot a 45-70, no problems, no issues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, with that being said, based off what the firearm is, I'm going Marlin.
Okay. I can completely understand it without a doubt, because it was a very hard decision for me. It wasn't an easy one.
Yeah, so long as they're taught right and taking the time with, they can shoot anything.
Right.
They really can.
So the vote is open. What do we got? About 5 seconds left. Looks like we're closed at this point. So let me close it.
Looks like YouTube side, you got Marlin took the win.
Marlin got it over there, and I don't see anything. Assuming I think the chat's working right. I got the box open on the
channel. Midnight Rain said RPG.
So he's trying to write in a vote, I guess, he's right?
Writing, yeah, he doesn't like either one of them, apparently.
What's Enrique saying? 30-30 would be the best built in inventory over the years, and then buys a kick butt 30-30 rifle, Winchester or something. Yeah, but I mean, you could easily convert that 336C. It's just a buttstock change. you know, and you've got a essentially a 336 at that point. So
what seat?
Compact, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, if you get a kid a decent kid model gun, then that's just a small gun for like a truck gun as they get older, go to school and stuff, then they don't have to have some big long rifle all the time.
Gotcha. So, pretty obvious. Marlin 336 C30-30 takes it. So, another Cinderella story for the Leber gun there. So, let me save this.
I can't say that I'm upset with it. Like I said, I had to pick Ruger for youth, but the Marlin's
Every one of these for the last 4 weeks, I mean, you know, there's 8 on this initial list, and I can think of 20 that could have.
Bolt action rifle like that, hunting rabbit, jackrabbit?
No.
You can take a bolt action jackrabbit hunting. Maybe 30-30 is a little bit, but you can still do it. And then.
A little better. Well, I don't know. It depends. I guess it depends on how you're hunting jackrabbit, but.
Well, out here, we'll stand on one hill, depending on the year. Like, they'll just jump around and then sit there, and then you have a chance to shoot down. We'll usually shoot, it's not 30-30, but anyway, I'm just thinking of Marlin, or lever action, like in 30-30 would give you more type of hunt.
Yeah, you're going to have a potentially a little quicker follow-up, depending on range. I mean, I don't think the Ruger Americans, and this never come into play. I don't think the Ruger Americans come with open sights. Do they, Scotsman?
Yeah, you can only optical.
Some do, but the majority do not.
Don't, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you're looking at being able, you're right. I mean, as far as just a quick open sight, you know, that lever rifle is going to be a little better, too.
What's 300 and 30-30? Are they comparable as far as, like, you know, they're both like deer. I'm guessing they're both like deer. Is 300 smaller than 30-30?
Yeah, 300 overall cartridge.
The 300 is going to be a little bit faster, probably a little bit flatter shooting too.
But lots of energy and stuff downrange.
Well, but you got a lot of versatility in that 300 blackout too. I mean, you're talking about being able to go all the way down to like a 90 grain projectile, all the way up to like a 260 grain. Projectile, so you got a lot of flexibility with, you know, ammunition and other things for that 30-30.
300 blackout's really popular around here with hog hunting.
Yeah, and mainly because they can run, you know, some larger scale stuff in it.
Right.
200 grain.
Are they shooting out there with a 300 blackout bolt gun or with an AR?
No, it's with an AR. But I mean, the caliber of the round itself. No, they're using an AR, but I mean that's what just letting you know that around here the 300 blackout is very popular for hog hunting. Here in southern Missouri, it's really big with hog hunting.
Let me get the screen share stopped. We don't need that no more.
For deer, but our deers are smaller than other places, so I think you can still
big deer. Yeah. They're small here too. I mean, it's not legal to hunt them here anymore with the 22 Magnum, but the deer here, seriously, you could easily get them with, you know, 22 Magnum. They're large dogs more than anything. I mean, unless you get on an actual, what am I thinking? Like a high fence, you know, lease or something like that, where they feed and actually control breeding and stuff like that with them. Yeah, so that is it. There is your winner. And we will see the top two off of that on next week's bracket. So be looking for that one. Let's run this one through the room. We did well. We filled up an hour pretty easily. Final thoughts, plugs, all of that good stuff. Scotsman, what you got?
Sorry, I was grabbing the beer. I don't have a whole lot. Thanks for the invite. Again, sorry I was late, but I do appreciate it. And great side chat. Appreciate you all out there. That's all I got.
You bet. Sandy.
Thanks for the invite and letting me participate. You can catch me on YouTube, Sandhill Shooter, Gun Channels. Sandhill Shooter, Instagram, Facebook, everything's going to be under that name. I am up on Patreon. I don't have any content yet, but hopefully very soon.
Awesome. Mike, you got several things going.
Oh yeah, I got a lot going on this side. But first of all, let me say thanks for having me on tonight. That little bracket, that was pretty fun to do. Just to hear everybody's perspective of that. But if anybody wants to follow me, they can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Just do a search for M-W Tactical or Munitions Weapons Tactical. Also, you can check me out every week on the Black Man with the Gun podcast with Ken Blanchard. And that's a great show for everybody that's into guns and just listening to the different perspectives. And overall, the community projects that I'm working with are GoFundMe.com/M-W Tactical. That's right there will help me start sponsoring 3 sheriffs for jiu-jitsu for a year at no cost to them, starting a youth camp teaching marksmanship with 22 long rifle pistols with no cost to the kids or the parents. And then also doing the whole voter registration drive, getting people more active into their environment or their community. The last thing I'm doing is we got Aiming for the Truth with Kevin Dixie coming here to Columbia, South Carolina on the 21st of July. But we're doing a raffle for 2 scopes, Bushnell and Leopold. And if you just go over to m-wtactical.com, click on the raffle tab, and you'll find more information pertaining to that.
Awesome. G-Webs, what you got going?
Not much. Thanks for the invite. Good bracket. Looking forward to what the results are next week.
You bet. Ghost.
Just remind, first of all, thanks for having me. Sorry I was a little bit late. Remind everybody, ATF comment ends midnight on June 27th. You can go to the Firearms Policy Coalition or gunowners.org and hit the take action, and they'll get you the link to the comments, but go ahead and get your comments out there and make sure you're heard. It's not just about bump stock, guys. It's rewriting the Second Amendment when they're talking about rate of fire and all of that. They're trying to, well, I don't know if they're trying to, but they're bluffing, or at least they're expressing interest in trying to rewrite the Second Amendment as we know it. So make sure your voice is being heard June 27th. Make sure you go get your comments in.
Absolutely. Want to throw out something. I've seen that my wife had chimed in there in the chat, but I didn't want to interrupt the bracket. But we had 2 of our 4-H kids finish 1st and 2nd at the state roundup tournament yesterday.
Nice. Congratulations.
And 1st place, he repeated. He actually won last year. So.
It's all his instructors. It's all about his instructor.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, next.
Can you have his instructor on as a guest at this show sometime?
Yeah, I'll see if I can't get him on here. Yeah.
What do you mean him? Isn't that your wife?
Right. Yeah. She actually is an archery instructor, believe it or not. She is certified as an archery instructor. So, yeah, that's no joke. As far as what's going on with the channel, Friday, Firearm Friday, 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. I've actually got the folks from A1 Custom Targets out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, coming on. So join us for that and get all your questions ready for steel targets and, you know, what they'll withstand at certain distances and all of that good stuff. If you have that, and they're going to talk a little bit about their company and then what they offer and how they produce them and all of that good stuff. And then next week, throwing it out there, Hill and Mack Gunworks, who has, are working on the copies of the Sturmgewehr rifles. They will be on that Firearm Friday. So tomorrow night is, After Hours, the Nerd Show, of course. That's 11 Eastern. So join us for that. Until then, take care.